It's the Connor Happer Show with Connor Happer and Josh Ottson. Let's get ready to rumble.
Licensing of the phrase "let's get ready to rumble" just over the last 7+ years internationally is grossed approximately close to $400 million in retail sales.
Really?
You guys look like, what do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Thursday. It's the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer and Josh Ottson with you live from Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill out at 172nd, 73rd, and Center. And we are getting ready for our spring game roundtable, which is coming up for you at noon. Everybody will be out here. Everybody's going to be here, so why not you as well?
You're part of everybody if you're listening to this.
You are part of everybody. Everybody's going to be here, except for the Peter man who's back in our studio with Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'm there from a distance.
Yeah, it looks good, though, Peter man. I like the fit.
The Paul George jersey, Gary was wondering why I hadn't burned it. I like Paul George, and he left on good terms, and we got a good haul out of it, so it's not a Kevin Durant situation.
I was going to say, how do you feel about the rumor swirling that Kevin Durant may make a return to Oklahoma City to finish out his career?
I will never welcome him back with open arms. If they do it, I'll accept it, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
He will accept it, but not going to be happy about it. But what if he wins? You know, what if he mentors the young guys?
Then it's cool, right?
If he has the right mindset. I mean, did you see the Chet commercial? They teamed up to do a passing of the torch commercial, which I think is just bizarre that he's doing that when he's actively playing for another team. But
like it or not, Peter man, he is the most famous player to ever play for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
100%.
Maybe he'll make a return in a sort of ceremonial way to finish out his career. Anyway, here we are on a Thursday. Welcome to the show. Like I said, spring game roundtable coming up at noon. We're here at Oscars, where they have. So I see a couple people in the chat right now. Asian Joe, please stop by. Mason Daniel, please stop by if you'd like to.
Yeah.
But let me sweeten the pot for you a little bit. $7 burgers until 3, and $3 margs / Mexican beers and $2 tacos starting at 5. So if you'd like to come and, you know, grab a little, like maybe like a little kind of Taco Thursday situation. Uh-huh. Come here for dinner. Josh and John will still be here at that point in time, and they will they'll be your appetizer. Their takes will be your appetizer for tacos and margaritas and Mexican beers.
That's right. Just a little nom 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 to get you started.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking, Josh. Mm-hmm. So please come out and join us. Awesome place here, as you well know. If you're from Omaha, you have the understanding. We all handshake agreement on this one that Oscars has the best wings in town, and now they have upgraded. Remember a couple years ago with the old TV wall there, sweet AV setup.
I just counted. There are 14 TVs in this room that we are in alone.
Yeah, and I think they can change that into however many TVs they want, the big screen.
Yeah, a lot of baseball on during the day today.
It truly is a sports bar and grill. So get some Charbuff wings, grab a burger. Awesome, you know, French fries, pizza's great, things of that nature. I always get the Oscars taco pizza, if we're being completely honest. So please come on and drop by. We are out here until 6 o'clock tonight, and our spring game roundtable, of course, is at noon. Coming up on our show today, outside of the roundtable, Jacob Adillo will join us at 11 o'clock. We'll talk some hoops with him, get a little update on the newest entry for Creighton into their basketball roster next year. Of course, now some scheduling news as well with the Nebraska game getting moved back to a Friday before a football game, which is honestly better for everybody. Not necessarily a win for Nebraska, but a win for all, a win for the state of Nebraska. And also the Kansas game, which is coming up. That's right, Creighton getting Kansas at home in the Big 12 Big East Challenge. It's hard to keep track of all these challenges.
Too many challenges, but this one is bearing some pretty awesome fruit.
Well, we've lost some challenges over the years. The ACC Big Ten Challenge is dead. The Gavitt games are dead. And so we have to make up new challenges.
I guess that's the thing. The challenge keeps evolving, and I don't know who's participating and who's
not.
The
challenges come and go, but it's really the friends we made along the way that, that is the real challenge.
I guess you could say this challenge was successful currently.
The challenge successful. No instant replay references, Peter. You don't want
yeah,
to
that's true. Nobody likes those. Sorry. Boo, Peter, boo.
It's a core tenet of the show.
Yes. All right. So we'll have that. Michael Bruns will join us at 1:15 today, so after the roundtable. I want to get his takes on Nebraska baseball. And he was at Paul Skeens Day yesterday, sitting front row where VIPs sit.
He was.
The Stars were out yesterday at Paul Skeens Day, so we will get an update from Bruns at 1:15. That is the lineup powered by the Rooferies. At John Higgins Weather Guard, as always, would love to hear from you guys, 402-951-1620. We still have all of our capabilities available. Call or text on the 42 Degrees of Source hotline. You can tweet at Happer Show, at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Email Connor or Josh O at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. We say good morning to the aforementioned YouTube crowd today. Don't worry, when we get the roundtable going, we'll pop up the 360 cam and you'll be able to see all the sights there are to see here. And if the YouTube crowd all decides, they go into the comments and they say, hey, you going? You going? I'm going. You going? That's great.
Yeah, maybe you get a picture for the chat.
Exactly. So hop in there, and of course it's conveniently located on our website at 1620thezone.com. That is our setup for today. Can't wait to talk some Nebraska football with you guys at noon. So in the meantime, we'll have that full hour where we're really diving into the nitty-gritty. We'll get into some other things, including Josh's Boston Celtics getting three-pointed to death last night.
Nobody wants to talk NBA. They hate when we talk NBA. We don't have to
do
this.
No, but I love when good teams and teams that think they've accomplished something lose. And frankly, the Celtics fit into that category as well.
Yeah, they really do.
So
actually,
they haven't really done anything.
Not a thing.
I'm very, very happy when teams like that get a serving of some humble pie.
Looking at you, Kristaps.
So that's a potential topic. We will talk about the draft. Any bold takes that we have. We'll talk about Nebraska's involvement in the draft, which has been especially
be
on
quick.
Night one. In the last 13 years, it's been completely blank. Mm. Nobody. No first-round draft picks for Nebraska since Prince Amukamara back in 2011. And when might that come to an end? We will speculate, talk about that one a little bit. The draft drought has been a little bit stinky over the last few years, especially in the first round. And I will remind you, when we talk about this later, it is not impossible to have first-round draft picks, even if you recruit at a level that is like top 25, top 30, top 40, somewhere around there. Our friends about 5 hours down Interstate 80 have accomplished these things very, very well over the years, where they have many first-round draft picks over that period of time, top three round guys. So we'll discuss that a little bit, compare and contrast, and some other things as well. Creighton Baseball does it again. 8 pitchers, comfortable in chaos. Moving up in the RPI, sweeping a top 25 team.
That's really impressive.
At home, trying to take their third, they're trying to sweep the second team in the midweek, trying to take their third for Nebraska next Tuesday. But the important series with Georgetown is coming up this weekend for them as well. Also, Farmageddon heads overseas.
This is big.
This is huge. I don't know if I love it. It'll be very weird. Farmageddon is a cultural event every single year.
I mean, it was played in a blistering snowstorm last year.
That is right. So now we're just going to play it in Ireland. Maybe it makes sense that America's weirdest college football rivalry goes and plays in Dublin in week zero.
Do they have Bush Light in Ireland? And if so,
they're going to have to find it.
Do they have enough?
Yeah, they're gonna have to find it in a very, very quick fashion. They're going to have to stock up.
Yeah.
Nebraska got a commitment as of this morning. His name is Bear.
Love this. I don't know anything about him other than his name and his position, but I love it for Nebraska.
Does his last name help? Bear Tenney.
Bear Tenney.
Bear Tenney. I think it's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
He's from Utah, and here's his quote. to the fine folks at, let's see, Sam Spiegelman has this. Dylan Raiola was a big reason why I picked Nebraska. Who wouldn't want to play for a, or who wouldn't want a five-star quarterback? The facilities there are the best in the nation. I love the whole coaching staff. But remember the first part. Who would not want to play with young Dylon? He is already making things happen on the recruiting trail as well. So all those things coming up on the show today. Jacob Adilla coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll talk some hoops and other things with him. But come back. We'll talk a little bit about the NFL draft tonight. Like I said, get into some Creighton baseball as well. Anything we have from you guys, please send it our way. And we'd love to see you out here at Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill all the way until 6 o'clock tonight, the roundtable at noon. Connor Happer, Josh Hodson with you on the Connor Happer Show. We'll be back next on 1620 The Zone.